BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Man Born Blind.
Jesus and his disciples passed a man who had been blind since birth. His disciples said, "Teacher, whose sin caused this man to be blind? Was it his sin or his parents?" Jesus said, "His blindness isn't a result of a particular sin. It was given to him so he could display God's power." Jesus then spit on the ground and made wet clay. He placed it on the man's eyes and said, "Go to the pool and wash this off." The man went to the pool, washed his eyes, and suddenly he could see. He went home, and his neighbors were shocked that he could see. They thought maybe it wasn't the same man. He said, No, it's true. I'm the man who was born blind." "Well, how did you get your sight?" "Well, a man named Jesus spit on the ground and made some wet clay. He put some on my eyes and told me to go wash it off. As soon as I did, I could see." They took him to the Pharisees, and he explained the whole thing to them. He ended the story by saying, "So I went to the pool and washed it off just like he told me, and now I see." This started an argument among the religious leaders. Some didn't think this miracle was from God because it was done on the Sabbath. Others pointed out that evil men can't do miracles. So they asked the man, "What do you say? What kind of man healed your blindness?" Without hesitation, he said, "He's a prophet." They didn't want to hear that. So they questioned whether or not the man had ever been blind in the first place. They called for his parents. "Is this your blind son? And if so, how is it that he can see?" The parents were afraid to answer because they knew the religious leaders could have them expelled from the synagogue. They said, he's our son, and yes, he was born blind, but that's all we know. We have no idea how he can now see. He's an adult. Ask him." So they once again turned to the man. "Don't praise this man Jesus, who is evil. Give your praise to God." The man said, "I don't know about theology. All I know is I used to be blind, and now I can see." Again, they didn't like his answer. So they once again asked him how it happened. He said, "I've already told you what happened. Why do you want to hear it again? Are you planning to become his disciples?" They were stunned at his boldness. "No, we're disciples of Moses who talked with God. This man, we don't know what authority he has." The man was surprised. "You don't know where he gets his authority? Look at me. I was blind, and he healed me. God doesn't give that kind of power to evil people." This made the Pharisees angry. "How dare you try to teach us?" They immediately threw him out of the synagogue. Jesus heard about what happened. So he went and found the man. He said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" "Lord, who is he that I might believe?" Jesus smiled. "You have seen him with your own eyes. He's the one talking to you." The man fell down and said, "Lord, I believe."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.